This is Twit.
And meanwhile, Google's selling DIY AI kits at Target.
AIY. So I would say the technology, and I'll just go back to this because this is near and dear to my heart. The technology got really good, and now we're kind of in a space where we're trying to advance the actual underlying hardware and software governing AI. So we saw this huge epic leap in like from 2012 to 2015 in facial recognition, because we're like, hey, we can apply this to GPUs. And then we got new ways to apply it to more cores on a GPU. So right now where we are is we've done all that work there. Now we're trying to build new types of learning, self-learning models for computers. And that's they're figuring that out. And then once they've got that, they're going to have to figure out hardware optimized for it, because this still does take a lot of computing power. So I don't think it's really a moral panic thing so much as it's like we hit a technology wall and we're going there.
I don't know how I missed this AIY thing. This is pretty cool from Google.
It is pretty cool.
They've had this for a while.
Yeah.
Everyone was so excited about this, and I can't figure out why.
So the idea, but they just started selling it in Target, which I think is
right. And they added a pie.
So it's got, there's two of them. One's for sound and one's for vision. The sound one has a Raspberry Pi Zero. The vision one has a Raspberry Pi 2. You could literally build your own intelligent speaker and experiment with voice recognition.
So how much expertise do you have to have in what area to do this?
Well, see, that's an interesting question. I think they're pushing it as a STEM, part of a STEM program, right?
I think anyone can actually do this. You have to have it.
You're not writing any code.
You are actually working through some code, but they show it to you, so you can. I don't know if you can cut and paste or if you just. But it's not hard.
But it gives you a start.
And the voice one's been around for a while. The other one is newer, I believe, the computer vision one.
Oh, I see. So this just ties. So I see one of the examples here that you showed was picturing an apple, and it's giving the probability. So that's going. So this is a way to get into all of Google's pretty tremendous APIs.
I want to
see how to teach my journalism students to tie into these things.
This, I think. Either for fifth graders or journalism students, you probably could do this.
But not us. We are too stupid.
Yeah.
I think you should get one and make it on the show.
I will. You know what? Let's order it. Or I'll go to
my
Target.
My favorite sport. I'll get Target. Leo to buy things.
Yeah, no, I will buy this. But I bet it isn't too hard.
It's cheap.
And it really is up to the teacher or the professor to add the content that would make it more about AI and more about what's involved and stuff like that. But at least you got all the hardware and you can interact with it and write code.
Do it yourself project for STEM education, ideal for teens. You're right, Stacey. That's what it says on the buy page.
Yeah.
Well, they had put it out for kind of the hacker community about a year ago, because we looked at it on the show because people are like, ooh, cool. But I don't think it did super well there.
I think we should have a joy detector. Point the vision kit towards somebody's face. Ask them to smile. Ask them to smile really big. Ask them to make a frowning face. And then, of course, they've already pre-programmed it with the machine learning.
But steal their photo and send it to the Russians.
Send it to us.
While you're at it.
What could be the harm? Please. I love it. She's working with a Chromebook on this, too, which is interesting.
We need the new Heath kit.
This is kind of the new Heath kit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love it. It's in cardboard. Wait. It's got that Google, ethos.
What is the cardboard?
Heath kits, Leo?
They make stuff. Yeah, I did Heath kits, sure.
Heath kits. What is a Heath kit?
Oh, my God.
It happened again.
Oh, my God. I have to drink now.
Well, no, now you can tell the rest of your audience who are maybe not as old
as you.
No, they're
as old as we are, yeah. Heathkit's still
geeky.
Around.
They're geeky.
But it was a great do-it-yourself, build a radio, build a Geiger
counter.
Had all
the parts and the instructions.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do solder. Yeah.
This is all hardware stuff. You know, build a ham radio. That's the ultimate Heathkit thing.
Okay. Yeah, in fact.
I built a radio with my dad.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe it was a Heath kit.
It's probably a Heath kit. Yeah. In fact, our guys at the Ham Nation show, the Hams, have their own. It's very much a Heathkit. Build your own AM ham transmitter. It's called the Pine Board Computer. If you go to Bob Heil's site, heilsound.com, you can read about it. Click the ham radio section. Let me scroll down a little bit here.
I just put in an image from an old Heathkit catalog.
So this is as Heathkit as it gets. In fact, it even has to have a warning. Don't touch this. It could kill you. and it has they sell the parts. See, danger, high voltage. That makes it exciting for kids. And they have the circuit diagrams, and you make and you build it. You build everything. And
look at this link I sent you. It's just too beautiful. It's an old catalog.
These were the days, weren't they?
This is memory.
American radio history.
Make a phonograph. Make a shortwave radio. That was what I always wanted to do, was build a shortwave radio.
Yeah.
But you could literally build your own Mediterranean oak cabinet television for $119.
Nice. Look at this.
Well, the catalog is just great.
So, Stacy, you weren't born when this came out, 1969, but there's a DW Nurse President Heathkit. Why do millions build Heathkit electronics? This was 1969. This does really 90. This feels like 1949.
I know it does, doesn't it? But the TVs are a little more advanced than that. They got color TVs.
Look at that.